Hey, Rosa.
Hi, Deanna.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Welcome to the last brain cell. We are struggling currently with trying to share it.
Sharing that last brain cell.
It's been a rough day. So today we are going to talk about habit tracking and organizational skills and lack thereof. Mm-hmm. Do you have some sort of goal for yourself every day?
No. Because I will disappoint myself. Because I've always wanted to be like the planner girl.
Yeah.
Like have the planner and like have it all pretty and be like the bullet journal girl. But I'm just not.
No.
I'm a list kind of girl.
I love lists.
So sometimes the day before, I'll like go into my notes and I'll like create like a little list. I'll say, okay, tomorrow I want to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Because if I have a planner and I write it in pen, I'm like, oh, shit, I never did this. Oh, I forgot to put the laundry. And I'll just disappoint myself. And then I'm like noticing that as I'm moving things later into the week, Friday or Saturday, Sunday is just like this long list of things I just didn't get around to. And that just might be like an ADHD thing. I don't know.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, I start off really strong and then, like, fall off.
We just lose momentum.
Yeah. So I think, like, what I have, like, started doing that's actually working is, like, I'll have a list for the week of, like, these things need to get done within the week, you know? And then if I have a moment or the energy, then I'll start knocking things off what I feel like I can do. You know what I mean? Like cleaning the house, I'll always have a list, you know, wash the dishes, put the dishes away, wash your clothes, dry your clothes, put clothes away, vacuum. You know what I mean? Like I always like break everything down and then whatever I feel like I can complete at the time, I take it as a win, regardless of how big or small the task actually is. That way I don't let myself down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That makes sense.
What I used to do is, you know, like set all of these expectations for myself. Like I'm going to start doing X, Y, and Z. I'm going to start going to the gym every single day. I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to start tracking my food. Like, and I set all of these like high bars for myself. And then I feel let down because I don't complete them, because it really comes down to habits, you know? And so I've started like setting realistic expectations of myself, you know? And I think a lot of people don't do that. Like they have all these expectations for themselves because they see other people doing all of these things, but they don't know what that person had to go through or how long it took them to be able to build these habits. You know what I mean?
How important do you feel that habits are in your day-to-day life specifically, or I guess in general?
I think it depends on the habit. You know, because you've got good habits and you've got bad habits, you know, and I think habits are important. You know, it takes 21 days, I believe, to build a habit. But I think it takes even longer to break a habit. You know, and you've got like, I think it's really based off of a person. And what helps you and gets you through the day. You know, I saw this thing one time that said something as simple as brushing your teeth. And, you know, people have that expectation of either brushing your teeth in the morning when you get up or right before you go to bed. But I saw this thing one time that said it doesn't matter what time of day you brush your teeth.
Just brush your teeth.
Just brush your teeth. And I know that sounds so simple, but they're right. You know what I mean? Like, yes, there are some people that the moment they get up, they go brush their teeth. Right. Which is great. Great for you. But for me, that might not work. You know what I mean? And I think, too, it also depends on your work day versus days that you don't work. Because I've noticed my habits are completely different.
I'm telling you, the days that I work, it's game over. You're not getting anything from me after 7 o'clock.
Right.
I'm telling you. Like, it's not happening. Like, maybe I'll load the dishwasher, whatever. And if I work a 3 days in a row, that next day, today?
Yeah.
Completely useless.
Yeah.
Brain don't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, like, house chores. Especially the days that I work 12 hours, I'm going to come home and I'm not cleaning.
Yeah.
I'm not. Because I'm too tired. I don't have the energy. Plus,
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, plus, like, I probably have to work the next day, too. And if I have to work the next day and I just worked a 12-hour day, yeah. I'm no good.
So you have experience working 9 to 5 and 12-hour shifts.
Yes.
Do you feel like, regardless if it's an 8-hour shift versus a 12-hour shift, that really changes a lot?
I don't think it's the hours you work in a day. I think it's how many days you work consecutively.
Because that's 5 days. If you work 9 to 5.
Exactly. I would rather work 12-hour shifts and have more days off than work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it didn't help, too, that the job that I worked was physically demanding as well. But, you know, I would work a 8-9-hour shift or whatever, come home, be exhausted, and don't really want to do anything the rest of the day. And then that was Monday through Friday. That was 5 days in a row. And then that only left Saturday and Sunday to get all the house chores done, get any kind of errands ran that needed to be ran, plus spend time with friends and family. You know what I mean? It just felt very, like, not balanced for me, you know?
Yeah. I honestly don't know a lot of people who thrive in a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Like, Nick works a 9 to 5, and he's tired after work every day, regardless.
Yeah.
And he's like, I only get 2 days to do anything.
Do anything,
for
fun,
because you come home at 9, you have to consider commuting traffic, so sometimes you don't get home until 6, you gotta make dinner.
I will say the benefit of a 9 to 5 Monday through Friday is habits and routine. You have a set routine every single day. Like, okay, eating, for instance. You know, where I worked, we had a specific time to eat. So we had a break at it's either 9 or 9:15. I never got that right. I just went when everybody else went. But it was a 15-minute break around 9 o'clock, okay, to do, eat, sleep, whatever you want to do. Then you come back to work. And then at 12, we had a 30-minute lunch break every single day. And I got into the routine of eating a snack at 9 o'clock, you know, then eating my lunch at 12. And then by the time I get off at 4 or 5, whatever, come home and eat dinner. So, like, and or breakfast in the morning, too, is at the same time. You know, so I got into that routine of eating at the same time every single day. Now, I'm not in that routine anymore. And I'm just like, oh, wait, it's 2 o'clock. I haven't eaten yet. You know what I mean? Or like, oh, I'm starving by 10 a.m. You know, I think some people thrive in the routineness of it.
Where do you feel that you fall?
I need breaks. Cause I go. But I also need days that I don't go. You know what I mean? And I'm okay working 2 or 3 days in a row. Anything more than that is kind of exhausting. You know, but then I also like having 2 days off, because usually one day I'll spend cleaning, running errands, whatever else. And then the second day I don't do anything. It's like a recovery day.
Yeah.
Almost. You know, I'm okay working multiple days in a row every once in a while. Like here lately, like, you know, a couple weeks ago, I had to do 6 days in a row because I was going on vacation. That was very exhausting, but I also know I'm not going to do that all the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you've ever worked a Monday through Friday job, have you?
Never.
You almost did.
I almost did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that was my big thing. I did not want to work 9 to 5 because I do value the extra 4 days in a week to do whatever.
Yeah.
Because on the days that I work, I don't really do anything except for work and just sort of focus on like winding down for the night.
Yeah.
And then even if it's just like one day, like I'm not going to get 4 days straight in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll have like one day off and I'll work the next day and I'll have 2 days off or whatever. But having those little breaks in between the days that I work is really nice because let's say I work 2 days, have one day off and I work another day. That one day off in between is my day to really just decompress, do nothing, whatever. And then on like the days where I have consecutive days off, I'm going to focus on getting the house clean, running the errands, making sure the laundry gets done and preparing for my next set of work days.
I think a big part about doing 5 days in a row too is the first day.
The Sunday scaries are real.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate it. Like, oh my gosh, it's Monday. I've got 5 days of this. Like, you know what I mean? How am I going to make it through?
It's daunting, isn't it?
It is. You know, but then when you've got like a 2 or 3 day stretch, it's kind of like, oh, it's only 2 days. Like, I can get through
this. It feels doable, feasible. Like,
right.
You're like, okay, I just get through these 2 days. I'm going to have a day off.
Mm-hmm. That short term.
Yeah.
Short term is a lot easier, which comes back to habits. And, you know, it's like whenever you have this, like, I 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time, it's like I can go to the gym today. But there's no expectation of like, gosh, I have to go tomorrow. I've got to go Tuesday. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people, like I said, I keep saying, set such high expectations for themselves, you know, whereas like you don't have to do that. You're not trying to prove yourself to anybody but yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like drinking water. You know, like I am a lot better at drinking water at work than I am at home. You know, but like I've got this habit tracking that I'm trying to do. Like I drink X amount of ounces of water a day, you know. And I think too, people think, oh, you do good for say a week and then you go a day where you miss it and you're like, oh gosh, like I've got to start all over. Like, and no, you don't. No, you just missed pause. A day.
Yeah,
you missed a day. That's okay. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't mean you failed. It doesn't mean like, oh, you can't do this or whatever. Like, you're just, you had a cheat day, you know? And I think organization's a big thing for me. What about you?
My life is kind of everywhere right now. My sleep is probably my biggest thing because I really enjoy the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy having that quiet where there's like, you know, it's not busy. It's not feeling like you have to go. When you go out, there's not like a million people out. Not that I really go out at night, but it's just there's a sense of peace at night when there's like no one there to bother you. Everyone's asleep. You just have time to just sort of sit with yourself and do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of like quiet hobbies. I like to read. I like to crochet. You know, I like to binge watch my crappy TV shows, you know?
Yeah.
And those are like things that I really like to do at night.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I feel like I only get to do that at night because during the day it's go.
Yeah. See, I kind of feel like that in the mornings. Like, here's mine and Ben's like kind of routine is like I go to bed around 9 or 10 o'clock, you know, and he's got his time at night to do whatever he wants to do, come to bed whenever. And then I get up way before he does. And that's my time to clean or like watch something or edit our videos or whatever without, you know, someone else moving around in the house. You know, that's kind of how I feel like in the mornings. And then the moment he wakes up, it's like things start moving. You know what I mean? Not but physically.
You're the morning person, though. I'm the night person.
Yes. See, no, I'm definitely the morning person.
Nick is like, why are you vacuuming at 11 at night?
See, I have to contain myself because I want to start vacuuming in the morning or like run the dryer. And I'm just like, I can't.
Because I will like binge clean, like rage clean everything, because I'll start a load of laundry and I'm like, oh shoot, I never emptied the dishwasher, and then I'll be like, oh wait, there's some dishes I gotta put in here. So that's when I'm like, it's go time now. Like, we've started. We are going.
ADHD.
And then I'm like, ooh, there's like crumbs on the floor. So then I start sweeping. So-
It is, it's definitely a trickle effect.
It is. Like, what, like, it's just, once you get started, that's it. Nick is like, okay, well, I'll be up here.
Well, so I saw this thing one time. So I get really overwhelmed really easily, especially when the house is like a complete mess. And I think about, oh my gosh, like I have so much to do, X, Y, Z, blah, 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 whatever. And I, like, in my head, it's like, it's going to take me hours to finish. But I saw this thing one time that was like, set a 15 minute timer. Do whatever you can in that 15 minutes, regardless of what it is, and then take a break. And 9 times out of 10, you keep going after the timer because you've already started at that point.
Yeah.
But it's incredible to me how much you can get done in 15 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll look at like the list, laundry list of things that I have to do, because in my mind, I compartmentalize every single chore as a separate thing.
Yeah.
So it looks like I have a whole shit ton of things to do. But doing the dishes, I just load the dishwasher, start it.
Really doesn't take that long.
That doesn't take long. I start a load of laundry. That does its own thing. Mm-hmm. In the time that the laundry's going, I can vacuum. I can do whatever in that time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, 2 hours goes by and you're just like, oh, I'm like pretty much done.
Right. You've done so much. Yeah. It.
But the list looks crazy.
Mm-hmm. And for me, too, something I've noticed is I start getting overwhelmed when there's stuff. It's not necessarily – it's not dirty. It's just messy. When, you know, like we come inside and we just kick our shoes off. And after a few days of different types of shoes, it starts piling up. Or, you know, stuff on the coffee table. Like we just kind of set something down and leave it there. Or, you know, the kitchen counter start getting – like it's just when – when things are out, that's when I start getting overwhelmed. And I've noticed that, like, when I just pick up messes and not necessarily like clean, like vacuuming, whatever else, I already start feeling better.
Yeah. You know, there's that thing that Marie Kondo or whatever, like decluttering your mind or whatever, like cleaning to declutter your mind. Like, I can't work in a messy environment.
Same.
Like, when I was in school, the room had to be clean, or at least the desk area had to be completely cleared off for me to be able to focus on something.
I've never
heard
that. A
similar sentiment goes with everything in the house. Like, I get like really down and depressed when the house is a mess, but I feel much better after I clean. I'll be angry while I'm cleaning.
But then you're like,
I'm like, oh, it's a breath of fresh air. Like, I can see the counters, like all the cups are in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. So I'm like, if I feel myself kind of falling into a low, I'm like, okay, I look at my surroundings and I'm like, okay, there's like shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got there, but it's there.
I also start getting really overwhelmed when I don't know where to start. You know, and
that's like a routine for me. Like, I have a starting point. Dishes are my starting point.
Really? I hate the dishes. See, for me, I have to think about a room. Okay, so say the kitchen. Okay, I start in the kitchen. I start putting things up. And then if there's something in the kitchen that belongs somewhere else in the house, like say the bathroom, okay, I will take that object to the bathroom, but don't put it away yet.
Okay.
You know, because then I'll start getting distracted.
Right, because you're like, oh, well, this is in the bathroom. And now the bathroom's a mess. Exactly. I got to do this. And then you're like, oh, I got to put this over there. And then you'll go there and start doing something.
And then then I'm just all over the place. I'm not getting anything done. So I've started, like, I put it in the bathroom. I leave it there and come back. So I say I complete the kitchen, okay? Move on to the living room. You know, and if I place something in the living room that was originally in the kitchen, I will then put it away. And if I am completed with the kitchen and have to come back to put something back in the kitchen, then I'll put it away because the kitchen's already done.
Yeah.
So I know that was a lot, but like that's how it helps in my mind. Like I saw one time, I think it was on TikTok, people would put like baskets in each room, like while they're cleaning.
Yeah.
And just place that thing in the basket and come back to it. You know what I mean? That way it kind of looks more organized-ish. You know, it's like, these are the things that need to be done in this room. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I get it, mm-hmm. but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like compartmentalizing things like yeah. you do like in your brain. I have to anyways compartmentalize a lot to be able to organize my thoughts and know what to do. Like lists. Yeah. That to me is a compartment. How do you think you handle other people interrupting your routines or organization?
I think I try to like avoid being near people when I'm in that, especially like a cleaning mode. Mm-hmm. Like I clean when Nick is gone.
Well, what about like after you've cleaned, everything is where it's supposed to be, and then he comes home.
And then like things like just mm-hmm. everywhere. I get angry. I get angry. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, I just spent all day cleaning. Put the cup away.
I have this thing, like when I light the candle, don't go in that room.
Oh.
I don't care what you have to do in that room.
Don't do it.
Don't touch it.
It's a symbol. This means
exact. This room is done. Leave it be, at least for a couple of hours.
But that's the thing. Like, I set myself to a standard of everything being as clean as it can be.
Yeah.
Or as clean as I can make it mm-hmm. at that time. But I recognize that not everything's going to be clean all the time.
Yeah.
And it never will be. Mm-hmm. So I know some people are like, nothing's going to be clean all the time. So we're going to do kitchen on Monday, bedroom on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Whatever. Laundry on Wednesday. I can't do that though.
Yeah.
Like that's just not in me. Like well, I'm going to rage clean.
Right. Well, and you also don't have a set schedule where that would even work.
Right. Because if I come home at 7 o'clock after work on a Monday,
I'm not doing the dishes.
I'm not doing the dishes.
Yeah.
So
I think
I do try my very best to get the sink clean.
Yeah.
By the end of the night. So
see, that's Ben's biggest thing. Is like the dishes and stuff. But you know, like I said previously, is like the days that I work, I'm not gonna do it. I can't, you know, and because like I don't come home till like 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
You know, and I go to bed at 9, but I still have to eat dinner and shower and, you know, take care of whatever else I need to take care of. Still, you know, spend some time with Ben, you know. But, you know, that was kind of a conversation that we had to have. Oh, she's not doing the dishes. Why is she not doing the dishes? Or like, why doesn't he vacuum? You know what I mean? Like, why am I always the one vacuuming? But I think we've kind of gotten into a routine with each other too, where like he pretty much takes care of the dishes, except for like if I'm off, you know, then I feel better about completing that task, you know, but I also do everything else. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. picking up messes and making sure the floor is vacuumed and, you know, cleaning out the litter box, things like that. So we've like, I feel like we've kind of had a balance, but it's also taken us almost 2 years to get there.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really hard. Like when you live with your significant other and learning how to coexist with them. I mean, Nick and I have been dating for almost 5 years and we're still trying to figure that out.
Well, I really think people should live together before they get married.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's pretty much a standard now.
Now, but it used to not be.
Yeah, it used to not be.
You know, it used to be like, oh, you don't live together until you're married. But then what if you find out that you can't live together? Then what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more that goes into relationships than just loving each other, you know, and coexisting is a big thing and like routines, you know what I mean? Like, I think part of the reason why our relationship works is because we go to bed at different times and wake up at different times. You know, I think, some people think, no, you have to go to bed at the same time as your significant other. Why?
Yeah, why does that matter?
Why does it, like, you're still sleeping in the same bed together. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Like, why does it matter if I'm downstairs doing whatever I want while you're sleeping?
Right. And I like having the TV on when I fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And Ben doesn't. Ben doesn't like the sound. He doesn't like the light. You know what I mean? So by the time he's ready for bed, I'm already asleep. So he just turns off the TV and it works. Mm-hmm. You know? And then when we do go to bed at the same time, it's like, damn, I can't have the TV on now. You know what I mean? Because then it's hard for me to fall asleep, mm-hmm. you know? But like I said, it's taken us 2 years to get the routine down.
Yeah.
And then pets. So, you know, we have a routine down right now with me, Ben, Kilo, and Simon. And we're about to throw a curveball into everything. With another pet.
You're going to be starting at square one again?
It's going to be rough for a while, I think.
Yeah.
But I know we'll be okay. We will eventually get into the routine, you know. But Kilo and Simon both have no idea what's coming, you know. And they have their own routines. They, like, have expectations of us as their owners, you know. And then we're going to throw not only another animal, but a big animal into the mix. It's going to throw a lot of things off. And yeah. All of our routines are going to be changed. Maybe some, not Simon so much.
Simon don't care.
He doesn't care. But Kilo, it's going to take Kilo a lot of adjusting. Yeah.
And the other animal.
Yes.
To adjust. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take her a while to adjust,
she's
too.
She's probably going
to
be like, where am I? Who are these people?
Right. Exactly. Who is this other animal? When am right. I going home?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's good to be flexible, which is hard for some people, aka me.
Sometimes me, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard. It's hard. Changing. Yeah. Change is hard.
I think for Nick, though, my lack of a routine is something that annoys him. Mm-hmm. Because he works a Monday to Friday, and he has set days where he is doing whatever. Like, he has Mondays with his cousin for, like, a game thing. Mm-hmm. He's got, like, D&D on Thursdays, and he's got, like, the group call on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So, like, that is, like, kind of a routine thing for him. And for me, you know, my Monday from week to week is different every week,
yeah. Well, I think that kind of correlates to me and Ben too, as far as organization goes. Mm-hmm. I don't like anything on the kitchen counter. It yeah. just it feels cluttered to me, and it makes me anxious. But like his ketchup, he always
that damn ketchup.
He always like takes his ketchup out and then leaves it on the counter.
Yeah,
put it back. Like just. And I've gotten a lot better about it because, like, he has his own routines in his head. And who am I to decide that's not okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I also think there was a line of respect. You know what I mean? Like, the reason that, like, I get anxious about it, can you help me? You know what I mean? And a lot of the times I just put it away. But after a while, it's also like, this, you took this out. Why can't you put it away? Like, yeah. How hard is it to just turn around and put it in the other spot?
Yeah, that is something for me. I've gotten a lot better about putting my own things away. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's just a boy thing.
See, there's another thing is he may leave his ketchup out and I get, you know, annoyed at that. But
he's going to get annoyed at you for something else.
Exactly. I leave some things out. Yeah. So who am I to decide that the ketchup is the line? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I can't even think of something that, like, annoys him that I do. But I know there's obviously things, you know. It's like, to him, he's like, why is that so hard? You know? So yeah. It's like,
we all have our own routines and what mm-hmm. feels right to us. And then coexisting with someone is very difficult because mm-hmm. you have your own way, he has his own way, and they're gonna clash.
Mm-hmm. I think, too, when it comes to relationships, is don't let those things
define, like,
right, come in between you guys. Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, if you're, like, complete polar opposites and you just cannot live together, then that's one thing. But, like, I'm not going to argue with him because he left out the ketchup. That's just dumb. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to straight up start an argument over ketchup. You know, I just
But when you silly. Do, it's, you know, it's not about the ketchup.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Breaking points. Yeah. But, you know, it's like I have to stop and tell myself, like, this isn't worth an argument over.
Yeah. It took a long time, but we've gotten a lot better about that. Like, I'll just,
yeah,
if something's on the counter,
just put it away.
Just put it away. Or I'll just put it away. Like,
I think I've gotten a lot better about messes, though. Like, not letting it stress me out too much. You know, like, after a while, yeah, like, it needs to be put away. But
my big thing is, like, if things are, like, really messy and I just take a look at my surroundings and everything's everywhere, I feel really bad about myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how? Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I mean, like you said earlier, it makes your mind clutter, too.
Yeah.
But I also had to come to the realization that it's not always going to be perfect all the time.
It never will be.
Yeah. Like, people live here, you know, and there's going to be messes. Yeah, it's just human nature.
It's lived in, like.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and
there's this expectation, like, when you look on, like, social media or, like, you go visit a friend's house or something and everything is pristine.
Perfect. Yeah.
But it's hard not to compare.
Absolutely.
To that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, if I go home, there's shit everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. But I also, like, I think, like, breaking things up and spreading it out also helps, too.
Yeah.
You know, like vacuuming. Like, I'm off usually about 2 days in a row. And I've got a Roomba. So I'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to set the Roomba off in the living room my first day off. And then the second day off, I'm just going to put it in the bedroom. And doing that every week already makes me feel a little bit better overall. That way it doesn't, like, build up. And it's one big task. You know what I mean? Especially with, you know, the husky. There's hair everywhere all the time. You know? And having a clean floor is so simple, but it makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And having, you know, vacuuming once, twice a week, whatever, it makes it overall better for me.
Yeah. I can't do, like, a weekly plan. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll know what days I work the week before, but I'm not going to make a plan.
Yeah.
We're going straight off vibes here. So I'll work Monday, Tuesday, and on Wednesday, I'm going to decide, is this a cleaning day or is this a nothing day?
Yeah.
But sometime in that week, everything will get done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm kind of the same way, but, like, setting the Roomba doesn't take a lot of energy. All I have to do is just clear the floor.
But even things that don't take energy still takes a lot from you, though. Like,
yeah.
Because you can sit here and say, oh, all I got to do is start a load of laundry. It's very simple, but it's going to take everything out of me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to find other things that I would rather do than do it.
That's fair, too.
So that's kind of where my holdup is usually, because I'm just like, because I know, like, I'm like, all I got to do is literally just throw the clothes into the drum. That's it.
The what?
The laundry, the drum of the
laundry. Drum?
Yeah. Isn't that what it's called?
I don't know. Washer?
Yeah.
The washing machine? It's a drum?
I think that's what it's called.
Like DRUM.
Yes.
What do you call a dryer?
Dryer.
It's not like
fine, tuba. The washer.
Tuba
in the washer.
I've never heard it called a drum.
Anyways, we throw the clothes in the washer and it's a very simple task.
Yeah.
But
I also, like, I reward myself, like, for completing tasks. Okay. You know, like, I'll say I'm going to clean for an hour, and then I'll watch a show.
Oh, I see.
And then after the show is up, I'll go, you know, do another hour or whatever, and then watch another show.
Do you ever, like, hold your pee because you're like, I got to get all this done?
Yeah.
Like, by the end of it, you're like, I'm about to piss my pants.
I do that at work. Ooh. At home, not normally, but at work, I'd be like, oh, damn, a patient just came in. Like, I'm just going to go do this really fast, you know? And then I'll forget that I have to pee.
And then it hits you.
And then later, I'm like, oh my God, I never peed.
Like, I'll be cleaning, and I'm like, oh, I just have, like, two more dishes to do, but, like, I really have to pee.
And then you're, like, standing there just, like, dancing.
And it sucks because, like, the water's going. But I have to pee so bad. But I'm like, I'm not going to pee until I finish this. Because I don't want to break the momentum.
Yeah, because, like, the moment you sit down, you're just like, oh, no, I don't want to get back up. Yeah.
So I hold on to that momentum for as long as I can. That's my reward.
Peeing?
I don't think that's healthy.
It's not.
No, definitely not. I do the same thing at work, too. Just like you said, I'm like, oh, I got to go see this patient.
And then there's one more on the board.
Or I'll be like, oh, there's, like, only two people on the board right now. I'm going to go do these, and then I'm going to go pee. And then, like, while you're out, there's, like, 10 other things that just come up, and you're like, well,
damn it.
Damn.
There goes that.
I mean, there's nothing saying that I can't go in between patients.
Right. Nobody's telling you that.
Yeah, but I am.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think we've kind of talked quite a bit about habit tracking and organizational skills. So you guys let us know.
Yeah, tell us what your, like, week to week looks like. I mean, do you guys work – do you do shift work like I do? Do you work a 9-to-5? You know, how are you able to manage, you know, all of your other duties of the house?
Yeah, and then you've got those people on TikTok that do, like, the bullet journaling. And
I really wanted to be a bullet journaler because it's so pretty.
I tried.
I can't do it. Mm-mm. Like, I'll do, like, one day, and I'm like, oh, wow, that was exhausting. Because you have to, like, write out everything, write out every single section.
It's too much for me.
And even the planner, I'm like, okay, these days are literally laid out for me. All I have to do is scribble in what I'm going to do. And I'm like, oh, I don't like how that looked.
Oh, my gosh. I have to have a planner because my life is too crazy to remember.
I used to have, like, a weekly, like, weekly planners. They're just, like, little pages that you, like, rip off the thing and you can, like, put on your fridge or whatever. I used to use that, like, during, like, nursing school because I'd have, like, an assignment due on Monday and then I'd have, like, a test on Friday or I'd have an appointment this day or I have to work on, you know, in between whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that – it really helped me to visualize the week.
Yeah.
But because my week to week looks very similar, I feel like I don't really benefit from it anymore because if I'm like, oh, if I don't get to this on Tuesday, I'm just going to do it on Friday, you know?
Yeah. I think – there's definitely been some days where I'm like, do you work tomorrow? And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't check unless if I work, like, day before.
That's stressful.
Yeah. I'll think about it. I'm like, do I work tomorrow? I'm like, I'll check later.
Yeah, whatever.
Because does it change anything? Not really.
It changes my bedtime, for sure.
My bedtime doesn't change. My bedtime.
You don't really have a bedtime?
I don't have a bedtime. I'm telling you guys, like, I said, like, I really enjoy the nighttime. Mm-hmm. So if I find myself just, like, immersed into whatever I'm doing, I'm just going to keep doing that until I feel like I'm ready for bed.
Yeah, but I need sleep. Like, I need it.
And usually I'll, like, sleep maybe 4 or 5 hours before a 12 hour. That's not enough. And I'll be fine.
That's not enough.
But I do, like, bank my sleep. So, like, whatever I lost during those days, I'm just going to make up for it, which I know is not healthy. Do not follow.
Don't follow Rose's advice. Yeah.
I know it's not healthy. I can't help myself.
But please let us know what some of your habits are, some of your organizational skills that we might not have talked about, that could be helpful to either us or somebody else. And yeah, thanks for listening on The Last Brain Cell.
It's been great being your co-host today.
Yes. Like, comment, share, subscribe.
Share the love.
And we will see you next time.
See you next time.
Okay, bye.